just dropped. So I'll go ahead and play the disc here, give my kind of reaction to it. See what's done there. So let's go ahead. So this is the Heart Part 6 right here. Give my initial thoughts. Let's go.
Pulitzer Prize winner is definitely spiraling. I got your fucking lines tapped. I swear that I'm dialed in. First I was a rat, so where's the proof of the trial then? Where's the paperwork of the cabinet is filed in? 1090 Jake would've took all the walls down. The streets would've had me hiding out in a small town. My Montreal connects stand up, not far down. The ones that you getting your stories from, they all clowns. I am a war general, seasoned in preparation. My jacket is covered in medals, honor and decoration. You waited for this moment, overcome with the desperation. We plotted for a week and then we fed you the information. A daughter that's 11 years old, I bet he takes it. We thought about giving a fake name or a destination, but you so thirsty, you not concerned with investigation. Instead, you in that Venice studio, it's a celebration. You gotta learn to fact check things and be less impatient. Your fans are rejoicing, thinking this is my expiration.
So Drake is basically saying that, you know, response to Kendrick, him saying he's got a mole in OVO that he's feeding him information. He says, like, no, I set up the mole. It's a, you know, to feed you bad information. People floated this around. I don't understand, like, why would you have a mole float you information that you're a pedo, the people that work for you are pedos, you're a human trafficker. I mean, it doesn't seem like some dirt that you would really want out there about you, you know, even if it is false, because of, like, if I say that, you know, you're a pedo, how can you really truly debunk that, really? I mean, you know, it seems like a very damning, like, nobody wants to be called that. Yeah.
Even the picture you use, the jokes and the medication, the Maybach glove and the drug he uses for less inflation. Master manipulator, you bit on a speculation. You dumb and reactive nigga, I'm petty with dedication. What about the bones we dug up in that excavation? And why isn't Whitney denying all of the allegations? Why is she following Dave Free and not Mr. Morale? You haven't seen the kids in 6 months, the distance is wild. Dave leaving heart emojis underneath pics of the child. Speaking of anything with a child, let's get to that now. This Epstein angle was the shit I expected. TikTok videos you collected and dissected. Instead of being on some disdirect shit, you rather fucking grab your pen and misdirect shit. My mom came over today and I was like, mother, wait a second. That's that one record where you say you got molested. Oh, fuck me. I just made the whole connection. This about to get so depressing. This is trauma from your own confessions. It's when your father leave you home alone with no protection. So neglected. That's why these pedophile raps and shit you so obsessed with. It's so excessive. They're acting like it's so aggressive. But you just never known affection. I don't want to diss you anymore. This really got me second guessing. Touch My Body by Mariah Carey play, you probably start reflecting. I never been with no one underage, but now I understand why that's the angle that you really mess with. Just
somebody else to bar with this. I mean, he is on stage kissing a 17-year-old girl. I mean, again, if you had a mole there, I mean, why would you say that, you know, bring out information about the mole that you're a pedo or a trafficker and you got pedos working for you? Why would you really say that? Seems kind of crazy that you would have them do that, but okay. And so far, beat's good. I mean, the bars are okay so far. Nothing really. I still think Not Like Us is still better so far.
Just for clarity, I feel disgusted. I'm too respected. If I was fucking young girls, I promise I'd have been arrested. I'm way too...
Says this, so he says, promise I, if I was effing young girls, I promise I've been arrested. Knowing that there's tons of people who are out here right now that are doing it, that are walking free completely, especially rich and powerful people. I mean, his name was Epstein. I mean, how long was he out here doing it? How long was R. Kelly out here doing it? Kevin Spacey out here doing it? You know, various other people who are rich and famous who are out here doing it that don't get in prison when they do it. So that's not really any defense there, really. But
Too famous for the shit you just suggested, but that's not the lesson. Clearly there's a deeper message. Deep cuts that never healed and now they got infected. Like if Dave really fucked your girl and got her pregnant. Talk about breeding resentment. Not sure how to ease the sentiment, the shit's too intimate. I'm praying you recover from both incidents. But you a piece of shit, so this shit really no coincidence. Drake is not a name that you gon' see on no sex offender list. Easy does it. You mentioned an A minor, but niggas gotta be sharp and tell the fans who was it. You thought you left D flat, D major. I slit your throat with the razor and do Rick Ross hair like that one flight from Malaysia. I'm your baby mama screensaver. Only fucking with Whitney's, not Millie Bobby Brown's. I never looked twice at no teenager.
Well, that's not exactly true. I mean, like, it's the people had him on stage there, you know, kissing a 17-year-old there. I think there was also something there that he did go out on a date with a 17-year-old or 18-year-old there as well. Let me see if I can pull up that, but yeah, there was that.
I'm a fucking hit maker, dog, not a peacemaker. Yeah, bullets that I'm stuffing in each chamber, your ass in extreme danger. Stop buying views and buy comments. You may as well keep the paper. Shit you about to need for later.
Let me see here. Let me stop right here. So this was the person right here. Let me share my screen here that people said he went out with. It says, yeah, let's cut right to the chase. Drake's reportedly dating a teenager, the 31-year-old rapper who has often been linked to more age-appropriate women, including Jennifer Lopez, was recently seen dining with an 18-year-old model, Bella Harris, in Washington, D.C. Here, and this is the woman. I think they also said that he had been talking to her for even before she was 18. And it says the pair, right here, or this is part, it says the pair that appears that the pair initially met when she attended Drake and Future's Summer 16 tour in 2016. Which is oddly poetic because she would have been 16 at that time, if we're doing the math right. Six fucking teen. And this is from Vice, by the way. Harris has also posted an Instagram photo with from the American Music Awards later that year congratulating Drake. So you do have that. Let me go back.
Records, I'll see you later. Yeah, maybe when you meet Jamaica. I don't want to fight with a woman beater. It feeds your nature. If you still bumping R. Kelly, you could thank the savior. Said if they deleted his music, then your music is going to a hypocrite.
He brings up the fact that Kendrick might be a woman beater there. Again, that doesn't really hold a lot of weight since he shouted out Chris Brown on the last record. That doesn't really hold a lot of weight, you know. It's like, okay, I mean, it doesn't really hold a lot of weight there.
I don't understand why these people praise you. Sounding like you sent him commissary when he needs some paper. Album dropping soon. No wonder you turn a clout chaser instead of doing hard labor. Nigga, I see you when I see you like Fantasia. Whitney, you can hit me if you need a favor. And when I say I hit your back, it's a lot safer. I promise. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, this shit was some good exercise. Like, it's good to get out, get the pen working. You would be a worthy competitor if I was really a predator and you weren't fucking lying to every blogger and editor, but it is what it is.
Also, he's bringing up the fact that Kendrick Lamar was essayed when he was a child, molested there, to defend against his accusations of being a pedo. It's like, I'm not sure if that's the, you know what I mean, the best angle to go with there, but okay.
You got this shit burnt the fuck out, though. Like, you got 10 more records to drop. The one before the last one, we finessed you into telling a story that doesn't even exist. And then you go and drop the West Coast one to try and cover that up. I would like that one. That would be some shit I could dance to if you wasn't tripling down on some whole other bullshit. But, you know, at least your fans are getting some raps out of you. I'm happy I can motivate you, bring you back to the game, like, you know. But just let me know when we're getting to the facts. Everything in my shit is facts. I'm waiting on you to return the favor, like.
Okay, just talking at the end. All right. Okay. I mean, it's not like us. I mean, this is my first time listening to it. It's not as good as Not Like Us. It's not much of a good banger like Not Like Us. I think there was more damning things there. He's kind of just repeating the same points that he did there before. You beat your wife. You're telling lies. Now he's going with the angle that he intentionally had a mole there to feed Kendrick false information. Which again, like I said, why would you have the person telling you're a pedo, a trafficker, all these other things if, you know, you're trying to feed him false information? He also said the thing about the daughter too. It's like, you know, that's fake. You know, I fed that to you as a lie. Which at first Drake did also deny that, you know, he had a son when Pusha T also came out with his story added on. He also denied that he had a son there. And then, you know, bringing up the angle of him being molested there as an angle of, like, to defend against him being a called pedo there, bringing up the fact that Kendrick Lamar was molested and then to defend against the angle of Drake being a pedo. I think that's not really the best angle there. The beat here is, it's not that all that interesting, not all that good, I would say. Yeah, I mean, it's not really great response, I think, to the other ones here. Maybe Kendrick will respond immediately. I mean, right now for me, it's 9:36 p.m. Everybody's reacting to this right now. Will Kendrick respond immediately? I mean, it seems like Kendrick has a whole set of tracks just ready for him, and ready for any time that Drake is going to drop. So it almost takes away the momentum of the diss track that Drake has, because it's like anytime immediately Kendrick just come out and just drop another one and everybody's going to be talking about the Kendrick one, like he did with after Family Matters. Kendrick had Meet the Grams, and then he also had Not Like Us, which was a great banger. I mean, everybody admitted that was really good. I mean, I saw people playing at the clubs there, and then he's kind of almost talking at the end there at the end, so it's not really all that good. So yeah, but let's see what so there's some Twitter. I mean, Twitter's going crazy about this. So let's see some of their reactions. Let's see some live Twitter reactions right here. Ole Lemmy, their great content creator. It says, she's talking from Danny from the Stop here, and says, Danny, nobody cares if the daughter is real and it wouldn't make your conspiracy true. The heart of this beef is him being a culture version. He's done been washed on several tracks now. And we can always talk about him dealing with underage girl, which we've all heard about. True. I mean, that's the thing. That's been an open kind of thing for a while now, the Drake and young girls. And I pulled up that article from Vice there. And he's got numerous tracks there talking about it. Let's see. Let me go to these latest ones also right here. They also bring up the planet stories as if he had really planted those stories, Drake would have had the response ready at the go and dropped it right after Meet the Grams. Exactly. So he's talking about, in response to that, if the stories really were fake, then Drake would already had something right after Kendrick did Meet the Grams. I think it. Let's see what else there. This person mentioned, you hate pedophiles because you got molested is the worst angle I've ever heard in my life. You have this person, Drake denying he's a pedo, like there isn't video of him in 4K kissing a 17-year-old girl on stage. The beat mid, his verse mid. He's trying to pretend he fed false information mid. He's got that there. Let's see. This is again from Ole. Let me see if there's some other people here. A lot of different trending here. So this person said, Drake's response, I'm not a pedo. Kendrick is a liar. We fed KDOS camp bad info. I'm not a pedo or else I've been arrested by now. Dave fucked your wife, which is also, I forgot to mention, that's also something he brought up in Family Matters as well. I'm not a pedo, you liar. Your tracks were not factual, deadass. I'm not a pedo. Stop saying I'm a pedo. Basically, yeah, so he finally responded to the pedo stuff. He didn't really do that at first, because it makes me think, like, okay, so if he did have this already ready, if he was like, okay, I'm feeding him false information and he's going to make this track saying Meet the Grams and my family and attacking me and saying I'm a trafficker, why wasn't a track already ready? Like how Kendrick was with Meet the Grams, like, that was already ready. You know, them is already pre-planned after Family Matters. Like, let's go. Like, we already ready to say something about it. Let's go. You know what I mean? He already had that. And then he already had Not Like Us. He did that also this past Saturday. So that kind of, I don't think that he had a mole feeding Kendrick false information. The daughter thing, I don't think the daughter thing may be not true, because I think we would have maybe heard about that already. But who knows? Who knows that? Someone else said, Drake said Kendrick is obsessed with him with the liking young girls angle because of the song Mother, I Sober. I don't think Drake actually listened to the song, because he said he didn't get touched as a kid. So you have that. So Kendrick didn't actually get molested. So that's, yeah. So you have that. On the Heart Part, on the Heart Part Six, Drake made fun of Kendrick for being molested as a child. Repeated the same shit about Whitney. Keeps trying to get with Whitney. Threatened to kill K-Dot 50 times. Acknowledged Not Like Us is the better diss, but he doesn't want to accept it. This person said, like, generally, I can tell Drake's ghostwriter walked out on this one. No way Eminem would set him up to flop this hard. K-Dot even said he is his own worst enemy. LOL there. And then this person, K-Dot, you're a pedophile. BBL Drizzy. Well, yeah, well, you're a victim. Somebody had that. And also Metro Boomin is, you know, also involved in this. He made a whole beat there. And then he said that anybody who can come up with a great diss to rap over the beat, he'll give them a free beat. So it had some people, really good responses, actually. Some people came up with some really good things, actually. So that's trending right now. I don't know. It doesn't seem like a lot of people really are, from initial reaction, a lot of people really messing it with it like that. A lot of people say his response seems to be kind of weak, really. His response was kind of weak, honestly. I don't see a lot of people saying, like, from at least from my timeline wise, a lot of people saying, like, wow, I really love this. Like, wow, this is, like, really great. You know, I don't really see a lot of people doing that. This person said, bro, I'm going to refresh my YouTube homepage. You've seen that Kendrick Lamar upload a video titled Aubrey Graham, I Am Inside Your Walls. And the thumbnail is going to be a candid photo of Drake uploading his recent diss track. A literal feud involving two men named Kendrick Lamar and Duckworth and Aubrey Drake Graham is giving 19th century. That's pretty good. Yeah, I just don't think that's a good defense, saying that if I was really a rapist pedo, I would have been arrested already. Don't think that's really the best defense there from it. What you have that there. Yeah, this person says, I'll be running his damn mouth on the end of the track like Illmatic, Jesus Christ. Yeah, that was an odd choice there. I don't like him just basically talking and at the end of it. I was like, that's pretty weak to me there. Let's see here. And he keeps bringing up like the same stuff. I mean, Day Free, you know, he fucked your wife there. He keeps bringing up the same kind of information. Said, this person said, Drake really said, how can I, an incredibly famous and wealthy man, get away with being a sex criminal? Like there isn't a plethora of those already there. Like with stuff going on with Diddy right now, he's just now being exposed for all the stuff that happened with him. And this person said, Lady Emily, for a man trying to act like he just pulled a master chess gambit, Drake sounded so defeated and drained as he delivered the weakest bars in the whole world. He did sound very drained and weak. Like he honestly sounded like, man, fuck, man. I don't know what else to say, man. Like, I mean, yeah, I'm not a pedo, man. And this guy fucked your girl. And he may be, you know, the secret father to your child. So it did sound like he just was. Just kind of exhausted and drained there. And then somebody brought up the fact Drake put out the names Millie Bobby Brown and Epstein in reference to himself before Kendrick even mentioned them. I think didn't Kendrick mention them in Meet the Grams, or am I mistaken? Did he just mention Weinstein? Did he just mention Weinstein there? There. Somebody says Drake says he literally never messed with younger women, but literally wrote this. This is on Scorpion. This is from Jaded. He said, you had potential. I could have shaped it. You went and called in. Ooh, yeah. We could have waited. I wasn't rushing. Difference in ages. You're old enough, but you're still a baby. He said that there. This is Dead in Hip Hop. So I guess Breezy, I guess he basically called it there. Let's see what he says about this.
I'm gonna be upset if you don't title it as the Heart Part Six. It's literally right there. It's literally right there for the taking, bro. I'm gonna be disappointed if it's titled anything else besides the Heart Part Six. Perfect. The Six God. Like it's right there in front of Drake's for the taking, bro.
I guess the title of what it would be, the Six God. So I think Drake is. So I guess that goes to show he's that predictable. I guess because Kendrick, I think that's the thing. It's like either Kendrick's got moles in his organization that people know, or he just knows that Drake is that predictable. Drake, he knows what Drake is gonna do. He's just that predictable in it. That he already knows what he's gonna bring up, the allegations he's gonna bring up. He brought up the beating his wife. He brought up, you know, the Day Free thing of him fucking his wife. The thing is, it's like he's kind of trapped them because the whole pedo thing. I mean, there's already people already who want to believe that about major celebrities anyway, major rich celebrities that, you know, they run this cabal, the Illuminati, these sex parties, all that stuff. Like, there's people who already kind of are more inclined to believe that stuff anyway. And then you had the Cat Williams interview, which somebody referenced also down here, where, you know, you have all these people that do these things and, you know, Diddy coming out and Weinstein and Schneider and Vince McMahon and all these people, you know, coming out with all this stuff there of them doing these things, trafficking, sexual abuse, and various things, and how long it takes the people who were doing these things for them to finally get caught. That's the thing. So, yeah, I mean, I think it just was a weak response to Not Like Us. Because let me play Not Like Us real quick. Let me play a little bit of that real quick here. I mean, let me play a little bit of this.
Hey, Mustard on the beat, ho, D-Bo, D-Rap, nigga, he a freak, though. Man down, call like Ember the Lambs, tell him free, bro. Nail a nigga to the cross, he walk around like Tizo. What's up with these Draconians?
I mean, it's just a much better beat, much more energy, much more life on this song than it is with Drake's The Heart Part 6. But I don't know, from what I'm saying here, I don't know anybody's really messing with it. And Mother I Sober was a song that they're in reference to that I guess Kendrick Lamar is talking about child abuse there, but somebody said he didn't get molested there on that. So yeah, it doesn't seem like anybody's, I don't know, from at least what I'm saying it. Me personally, I think the record's just kind of meh for me. I'm just kind of like, oh, okay. Yeah, nothing. I just low energy, kind of a mid kind of beat there, mid kind of verses there. Same information we've seen before. I don't think it's a really great defense there from his recent stuff of these allegations of him being a pedo. He doesn't really also address, I don't think so. Maybe I didn't need to listen to the song again, but it doesn't also address the whether or not Drake, he says he's also, Kendrick also implicated that he's got pedos working for him as well. You know, like people that have caught cases there and that are working for him, and he's working. So he doesn't really come into that as well. So, yeah. But we'll keep watch. I wonder if Kendrick is going to, it'd be crazy if he drops again. If he drops again tonight, then I'll hop back on and I'll stream there. I'll do that. So, you can catch us on all the streaming services, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, Blue Sky, all the Afternoon Tune. Just type that in and be able to find it. So if you want to send us an email, just type that in at theafternoontune@gmail.com. Usually streaming every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday on twitch.tv/afternoontune every 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Trying to make it to 500 followers there. YouTube.com, The Afternoon Tune. We post the clips from the streams, everything like that. YouTube.com, trying to get to 1,200 subscribers there, eventually 2K. I'm going to be sending you over to the Chill Spot. He's also discussing the whole Kendrick and Drake beef right now. And I think he's also discussing the recent Drake diss that came out, The Heart Part 6. But let me know what you think. Let me know in the comments what you think, if you think it was kind of a good diss or not.